This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Thursday, July 29th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Full FDA approval for COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna could come reportedly within the next couple of months. The Biden administration has hoped full approval could lessen vaccine hesitancy, giving people more confidence to get vaccinated. However, a Biden advisor admitted that the administration is not, quote, naive to think it will suddenly change all minds. The move could also give U.S. businesses the tool they need to implement vaccine mandates. Isn't this ironic? Well, actually just stupid. Even as Florida is responsible for a fifth of the country's COVID-19 cases, Governor Ron DeSantis mocked the new CDC guidelines Wednesday when he spoke to a crowd of 450 people in Salt Lake City, Utah. The new guidelines recommend that vaccinated people mask up again in risky areas. However, DeSantis joked to the Conservative American Legislative Exchange Council that they were not complying with the CDC. He also said in his speech that Florida would not impose any more lockdowns in response to the pandemic, despite the fact that every county in the state is considered a high transmission zone by the CDC. Then President Donald Trump allegedly called then Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen almost every day to push his false election claims, even though Trump aides believe there was basically nothing that could be done to overturn results. Trump allegedly harassed Rosen about what the Department of Justice was doing to investigate any potential voter fraud. He even reportedly tried to give him examples on what the department could do. Rosen is said to have told multiple people close to him about the calls, and that notes of some of the conversations were taken by a close aide. Rosen has maintained that he did not bother listening to Trump. Republican Representative Mo Brooks of Alabama has continuously denounced the investigation into the January 6th Capitol insurrection, even as he's being sued by his colleagues over his role in inciting it. He told a reporter Wednesday that he was actually tipped off about potential violence, prompting him to wear body armor to the rally ahead of the riot. He said, quote, "That's why I was wearing that nice little windbreaker, to cover up the body armor." Brooks would not say who tipped him off, what violence he heard could occur, or whether he passed the tip on to relevant people. At the rally where he gave a speech, Brooks marked January 6th as, quote, "the day American patriots started taking down names and kicking ass." He claimed he was just using bold words, but Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell of California has sued him for potential incitement. Reportedly, former NRA President Wayne LaPierre and his wife had the body of an elephant they shot and killed in Botswana repurposed into stools before they shipped the carcass back home. Supposedly, they used the elephant's feet to create stools, umbrella stands, and a trash can, all while trying to make sure the shipment could not be traced back to them. A 2013 email to a manager from Susan LaPierre, Wayne's wife, asked that the shipment be sent to a taxidermist and for the company to, quote, "not use their names anywhere if at all possible." The pair reportedly were afraid of any possible backlash over their hunt and explicitly violated NRA rules on contractor gifts greater than $250. The New York Attorney General's office said the gifts were worth thousands of dollars and, quote, "in excess of authorized amounts pursuant to NRA policy." At her Olympic debut, Sunisa Lee captured the all-around women gymnastics title at the Tokyo Games. The 18-year-old is the first Hmong American to win an Olympic medal, with a performance that was cheered to the rafters by friends and family back home in Minnesota. A confident performance in the uneven bars put Lee in the lead, and she closed out her performance with a technically demanding floor routine, starting with a double-twisting double back. It is the fifth straight American victory in the women's all-around. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.